Welcome to Security Go Ready, Mr. Ken Mills, Dell EMC. New name?
Yes, new name. Purchased by Dell last week, so it's official. We are part of Dell Technologies and the enterprise group within Dell Technologies called Dell EMC.
Now, what are you guys doing that's any different, except being bigger and expanding and bringing more resources to the table? But give us an overview of EMC for people who didn't see the other show.
Yeah, so EMC is the leader in enterprise storage technology. And we have been the leader in storage technology and surveillance for the last 5 years, according to IHS. And we are expanding on that portfolio with cloud solutions, private cloud, hybrid cloud, on-prem, large-scale storage platforms. So the addition of Dell to the portfolio only expands right. our value we could bring to the market.
Now, I just got back to Black Hat. Did you go to Black Hat?
No, I didn't get a chance.
Boy, my brain was like throbbing with some of these guys' concepts and theories of what they're doing.
Yeah.
Storage came up. It's kind of a big thing. Some people are pro-cloud. Some people are like, well, maybe we should go back and think of other things, not cloud, maybe locally stored. What's your theory on that kind of stuff now? Is the market trending one way or the other?
Yeah, I think in evidence, so for your officer friends, you know, a lot of those folks are looking at cloud
right.
as an option. And I think a lot of those folks are also considering, is cloud the right long-term cost option? Is it affordable long-term? Is it the right choice long-term? I think there's a lot of discussion to be had there. So in the enterprise surveillance space, we definitely see a trend towards on-prem, some cloud, but mostly on-prem. One of the things I really like about Dell EMC's portfolio is that we offer choice, whether
right.
it's on-prem or cloud. You don't have to be locked into one solution or the
other.
I think
for a municipality, and speaking for my cop friends in law enforcement, there's not a lot of turnover in law enforcement. If you're in 5 years, you're in for 15 probably, right? And you progress. But people change in management
yeah.
and new regimes come in. And so now you have to decide the guy that set this up for, doing our surveillance cameras has now moved on and now new guy's here. And I'm thinking if you had it locally in the police department, I think you have more of a management issue. So in that environment, I'm opting for a cloud solution. I think it's better for them in the long run because that's sitting there. It's consistent. You're storing it. You're taking care of it. The new guy comes to administer it. He doesn't have to do anything. Instead of reinventing the wheel.
Right.
So when you look at municipalities, where are they leaning right now as far as storage? Is it further evidence? Is it cloud right now?
Yeah, I think cloud in body cam specifically seems
yeah.
to be the trend by far for most of the big agencies, especially the major city chief organizations. But when you get into the whole spectrum of evidence video, where it's drones and in-car video and digital evidence and crime scene footage and all the things that come along with evidence that isn't just body cams,
right.
That's a more challenging decision, and it's not as easy to put it into the proprietary cloud options that are out there today. So customers are really trying to look at open cloud so they can put all their evidence in one common place as opposed to nine
yeah.
different platforms.
It's a tough call. I mean, the technology is far in advance of policies and mindsets.
Oh, yeah.
And it's difficult. Evidence in my day was literally a wooden locker with a little bitty desk key that the guy in the locker in the evidence room kept track of, and that's where you locked in, some super duper, OJ's knife probably got locked in a little wooden locker in evidence right behind
right.
a metal cage.
Right.
And now you have to think of the same thing, that this video evidence and digital evidence, especially the body cams, that stuff is so critical to proving the outcome of a case. And to say, we're going to give it to somebody else to store, I see they're unease at it, but it's much safer. It's much safer to give it to Dell EMC and say, you guys lock it up and take care of it for me, because it disappears from the local places sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Even by mistake.
Yeah, you also have digital evidence can last as long as physical evidence, 25 years.
Exactly, right.
Forever in some cases, which is, very complicated, or
yeah.
7 years or 3 years. So it's not a 30 days and you're done
right.
situation. It's a long-term evidence policy.
Now, how do you price this stuff at long-term? I mean, I'm not asking for quotes, obviously, but, just in general, is this per gigabyte storage? Is it... per terabyte, how's it done?
Yeah, so most of it's, utilization, right? So per gig or per terabyte is the easiest way to calculate
okay.
it. But as you get into more complex systems with more and more evidence inputs, it can be more complicated. Do you want to put some on tape? Do you want to put some in the cloud? Do you want to keep some local?
Oh, that would be
so
complicated,
You end up
yeah.
kind of deciding what is that, cold versus hot evidence archive that you want access to during real-time case interaction versus long-term evidence retention.
Now, how does Dell EMC handle the interface on that? Because, my cop friends, nothing against you guys, but not the greatest computer guys, all right? What kind of interfaces do you have for them to say, I got to go find that tape from 1974? Where is it? Easy to do?
Yeah, that it does. There's a lot of products like evidence.com from Taser or Motorola's products or Panasonic's products. They're very good at tagging the video,
okay.
putting it into the file system. But when you get into very long-term retention time across all the evidence, it can be harder.
Sure.
So enterprise content solutions for evidence management, retention, authentication are often required. And I think that's the next challenge for the industry is, now that I have all this evidence, how do I really retain it properly? How do I search it effectively, and how do I make sure it's maintained according to the laws?
So now,
and I don't think that's really solved yet.
Yeah, I've seen some solutions for it, but Dell EMC, that's not your product.
No,
you're storing it, locking it up, indexing
infrastructure,
it.
Infrastructure, right?
Yeah,
compute, storage, virtualization, cloud, on-prem, everything. You know, making the sauce, but not the sauce.
So when you work with somebody that comes in and wants this solution for the storage, do they usually have somebody in mind as a vendor before, you know, for the management of it? Or is that something you guys kind of consult with and say, hey, let's work with this?
Yeah, we're seeing it both ways, right? So when you get big state agencies or big government agencies, they see the cost of the infrastructure and the storage as a big piece of the decision. And they're oftentimes deciding that infrastructure cost first, and then they're layering on top of the applications once the infrastructure is ready. The smaller agencies are all in on the application and then figure out the storage later.
Right. Interesting. What do you think is the biggest challenge we have in the storage? And I think in our last show we talked about this. I've had this theory for a long time. I'm worried that eventually we're going to run out of space. Yeah. That content and the data is going to exceed our ability to build storage. Are we getting to that point?
No, I mean, there's new technology every day that's coming down the pipe. You know, flash storage is growing leaps and bounds every quarter, and the ability to store more data, our ability to put more data in the cloud, denser solutions, new storage technologies coming. I'm sure there could be a point where we hit that max, but you know, we're not anywhere.
All right, good. I mean, I just bought a 235 gigabyte flash drive, a thumb drive that's smaller than my thumb now.
Yeah.
And I remember the first one I bought was one. What was that thing called? The iOmega drive.
Zip drive.
Zip drive was like
100 meg.
100 megabyte.
That
oh, my God.
That
was a huge deal. And it costs a lot of money, too. All right.
New iPhone. You can't even buy a 16 gig iPhone. The smallest one's 32 gig.
I know. It's amazing. So, you know, it is amazing.
It's going. It's changing.
Yeah. Yeah. So for the rebranding now, it's DellEMC.com.
That's right.
Is that where we're going to find you?
That's right.
And are we going to find EMC under a separate, you know,
if you go to DellEMC.com/surveillance, you find all the surveillance and evidence information that we typically have.
I always love to have you on the show. It's very interesting. All this stuff is fascinating to me. Yeah. So all my comp friends, DellEMC, that's the new name. It's a place to go. That's where you want to get your storage for all your body cams. And don't say body cams are no good. You're wrong about that, and you realize it soon, right?
That's right.
Ken, thanks for coming
John.
On.
Appreciate the time.
It's good to get ready. Appreciate
it. See you.